This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So WrestleMania was in Vegas. Highest grossing WWE event in the history of that entity, but I guess you had some problems with it?
Well, they love to beat their chest about, we're the best at this, the best at that, most money. It's the same thing. Every single event they put out, this is the record set for attendance. I mean, there's the one thing that Vince McMahon's gone, but that'll never change. The carnyism of Vince, you know, propping stuff up.
Sure.
All that stuff. But anyway, the event itself is mediocre overall. And the main event was abysmal. I mean, people are livid. People are up in arms.
And main event for people that follow.
John Cena and Cody Rhodes, which we talked about it like a month ago because it made ESPN headlines at the time. John Cena turned heel. First time in over 20-some years in his career.
In real life, people were actually surprised that that happened.
Right. I mean, well, it was an interesting writing decision on their part.
Right.
The Rock was at the center of all of it, at the center of the storyline, bringing it all together. And who was nowhere to be found at all on WrestleMania weekend? The Rock. Not one appearance. Nowhere. Not in the main event. Didn't show face at all. He ruined it. He ruined the entire storyline.
So if he would have came out and...
He should have been directly involved in the finish. Instead, Travis Scott, the rapper, was directly involved in the finish of the match. Completely devalued Cody Rhodes' run for the past year as champion. Made him look weak. Made him look terrible. John Cena wins a title, world title, for a record 17th time, even though that's BS. There's a ton that went unrecognized for Ric Flair. He's probably still the true holder of that record. But nonetheless, I don't know. Fans are confused. They were cheering for Cena leading up to Mania like the last couple weeks, even though he's supposed to be the bad guy. They started booing Cody Rhodes, even though he's supposed to be the good guy. Just a mess. Just a mess all around.
So, as you know, I have no problem ragging on referees or umpires. I haven't watched wrestling in 25 years. Have the referees gotten any better? Or are they still distracted by guys like Travis Scott coming in with folding chairs baseball bats?
If they let a guy like Travis Scott, who's built like me, scrawny as can be, pull him out of the ring and interfere with the match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they should go to replay. How about that? You need wrestling replay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.